Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here with you, getting you caught up on all things Milwaukee Brewers 1 hour before first pitch from Target Field against the Minnesota Twins. First pitch 7:10 Central today as the Milwaukee Brewers set to take the stage for game number 76 against Minnesota. It'll be Joe Ryan going for the Twins, going up against the rookie phenom Jacob Mizorowski, coming off the last outing, 5 innings, no hits for Milwaukee in his debut, trying to get the crew up to win number 41 on the season. Welcome into the Leadoff Show, now live on YouTube, by the way. No one's watching right now, so be the first one. Go ahead, pop into the stream. It's awesome. We can see the comments. We can see all the people. It's going to be great. Full replays of all your shows. Everything you listen to on The Fan, you can now watch on YouTube. No more dallying around. The first thing we always get to on the show, the starting lineups.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Start with the lineup for the Minnesota Twins today. Joe Ryan's offense, headed by Byron Buxton, leading things off. He'll play center field. Matt Wallner in right field will bat second. Willie Castro at second base will bat third. Carlos Correa, the shortstop, bats fourth. Ryan Jeffers, the DH, will bat fifth. Brooks Lee at third base batting sixth. Harrison Bader will play left field. He bats seventh. Cody Clemens at first base bats eighth. Christian Vasquez, the catcher today, rounds things out, bats ninth for Minnesota. Now, Jacob Mizorowski's offense defending him today. Leading things off, it'll be Sal Frelick in right field. Jackson Churio in center field will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. William Contreras catching today, batting cleanup for the crew. Bryce Turang will bat fifth, play second base. Reese Hoskins at first base bats sixth today. Isaac Collins, maybe the hottest hitter in the Milwaukee Brewers lineup, batting seventh, playing left field today. Caleb Durbin at third base will bat eighth. Joey Ortiz rounds things out. He's your shortstop and batting ninth. Well, what a matinee yesterday in Chicago. The Milwaukee Brewers getting off to a hot start in the game. It got pretty dicey at the end of it. We saw maybe some of the best umpiring, no sarcasm detected, that we have seen in a long time in a Milwaukee Brewers baseball game, very reminiscent of that Angel Hernandez game when Kyle Schwarber and Josh Hader still going at it in the ninth inning a couple of years ago. But the Milwaukee Brewers come out victorious. How did it all go down? We go through it every day in the first segment. It's called The Rewind.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Jameson Taillon for the Northsiders going up against Milwaukee and Freddy Peralta yesterday. A lot of experience on both sides against each of these lineups, and it showed in inning number one. We saw Jackson Churio get things started with a double on the second batter of the game. Christian Yelich decided he'd take things into his own hands.
But Yelich turns on one, a base hit down the right field line. Churio's going to score easily. Yelich held to a single. And the Brewers strike first, and you can hear Brewers fans here at Wrigley Field today. 1-0 Milwaukee, back-to-back hits.
Highlights courtesy FanDuel Sports Network. Christian Yelich gets things started for the crew. It's 1-0 after the top half of the first. However, we go to the bottom of the first. Top part of the order, always going to be tough for Chicago. Ian Happ would ground out to start things off. Kyle Tucker draws a walk. That's about the least amount of damage he can do right now at the plate. Two outs, and Pete Crow Armstrong would send one over the wall, and it is now 2-1 after one. Now in the bottom part, rather the top part of the second, the Brewers would answer back. Bryce Terang would ground out to start things off. Then Rhys Hoskins decided to tie things up with his 11th big fly of the year.
Cardinals are playing a doubleheader today.
Here's Rhys Hoskins, fly ball into deep left, got some carry, and Hoskins sends one out of here. And we are tied at two as Hoskins pops his 11th home run of the season. Second home run off Jameson Taillon this year. And Hoskins makes it a 2-2 game in the second.
Scoring wasn't done in the second inning. Next batter, Isaac Collins, would walk. Then Caleb Durbin deciding that he would get in on the big fly action as well.
And Durbin drills one into center field. That's got a chance. And Durbin sends it out. Two-run home run for Caleb Durbin. Brewers jump in front 4-2. A Brewers fan catches that home run ball. Cubs fans are like, throw it back. No chance.
No chance. They threw Reese's back. This one's going to stay gone.
The infamous throw the ball back in Chicago. Not going to happen if a Brewers fan catches it. It's 4-2 now in favor of Milwaukee. The offense on fire early, and it would not stop there. In the third inning, Christian Yelich would Jackson Churio leads things off, singles over to right field. Christian Yelich then would advance him over to third base after a single of his own. Then Wild Bill, William Contreras, decided he needed to get an RBI today.
Taillon has just one whiff thus far. And another base hit. First ball swinging right on cue, Dilly. Good call. Contreras aggressive. He singles in a run. And it's 5-2 Milwaukee.
5-2 Milwaukee after three. Then we head to the fourth inning. Nothing happening for the Brewers. Dansby Swanson would homer in the bottom part of the fourth inning. It would be 5-3 now. In the sixth inning, the Brewers putting up a crooked number. Christian Yelich grounds out. William Contreras would walk. Bryce Terang, a double, but really a misplay by Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong leading to that double. Rhys Hoskins pops out. Just when you think the Brewers are not going to do anything with the gift, Isaac Collins up to the plate.
And Collins in the air to left field. That ball's hit well. Isaac Collins, stay hot. A three-run home run. Big blow for the Brew crew here in the fifth inning. A three-run blast for Collins comes with two outs. And it's 8-3 Milwaukee.
8-3 Milwaukee through five innings. And the relief appearance from Aaron Ashby would begin in the sixth. Things went all right in the sixth inning for him. Allowed a base runner, but no one coming across to score. In the bottom part of the seventh, however, a two-run homer to Ian Happ would make things 8-5. We have a ball game now. In the eighth inning, Abner Uribe, a victim of the Adam Beck strike zone, could not get anything going. He hit Pete Crow Armstrong with one out in the inning, then two walks after that. Bases are loaded. We saw Carson Kelly ground into a fielder's choice that brought a run home. Then Nico Horner reaching on an infield single. It's now 8-7. In the top part of the ninth inning, the Brewers unable to get anything done. But in the bottom half of the inning, a walk, a strikeout, a double play. Trevor Megill gets things done. The victory goes to Freddy Peralta. He now improves to 7-4 on the year. Jameson Taillon, 7-4 now as well, but he takes the loss. Trevor Megill picks up his 16th save of the season. Milwaukee Brewers now 40-35. Cubs 45-29. Brewers now 5.5 games back in the NL Central.
The MVP of the last game for the Crew. Who stood out the most? Let's find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Isaac Collins, the three-run jack you heard earlier, came around to score twice as well because he drew a walk in the game, and he has been on fire as of late for the Milwaukee Brewers in his last 10 games. He's got a .321 batting average, 3 home runs, 9 RBIs during that time, a .1207 OPS, has homered in back-to-back games now. Isaac Collins, your MVP of the contest yesterday. He spoke with Sophia Minert on FanDuel Sports Network yesterday. Here is the words from the MVP yesterday, Isaac Collins.
Thanks, guys. Isaac, what a huge win here. Let's just start with how that game finished. Trevor Megill, a one-run lead facing the top of that Cubs lineup. What'd you see from him? Just the confidence that he had going after their hitters.
Yeah, I mean, we trust in Trev. Like, you know, we put him in those big moments and he comes through just about every time. So, yeah, he got squeezed a little bit there, but, you know, kept his composure, made a good pitch, got that double play to end the game, and just, yeah, overall, great team win.
Yeah, and offensively, you guys were able to score just enough, right? 8 runs. How much did it start with the at-bats against Jameson Taillon and chasing him from the game early?
Yeah, a lot of quality at-bats early, a lot of barrels. You know, that's obviously a huge confidence boost. You know, you have a good at-bat, your first at-bat of the day, that carries over. So, yeah, it was just, again, just a good team win, 1-9. Everyone out of the bullpen, Freddie, just, it was a great win.
For you, Isaac, a huge series as well, back-to-back games with homers, a huge 3-run homer for you. What are you feeling with your confidence with how you're seeing the ball right now?
Great. I mean, just the trust is there. That's really all it is at this level, is just trusting your ability, letting it play out in the field. And, yeah, right now it's just, you know, having fun and soaking this all in.
These are always big division series, playing on the road against the team that's top in the division. How much fun did you enjoy playing in this game, this environment, and coming away with a win here today?
Yeah, I mean, this was amazing. Tuesday was a great game as well. Yeah, I mean, first time here at Wrigley Field, it's, you know, lived up to the hype. It was just, you know, great fan base here, and even better to come out of here with a win.
All right, thanks, Isaac, for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
There is Isaac Collins speaking to the media after the game. That audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here with you, taking you up until 7 o'clock today. Austin Herdina going to join the show from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook at 6:20 today. Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports set to be on 6:40 today on the Leadoff Show as well. You heard Isaac Collins mention Trevor Megill closing things out in the ninth inning yesterday. We will hear from Trevor Megill as well in this segment. But the manager, Pat Murphy, a couple of comments after the win. If you saw the game on television, you could see how fired up he was after the big victory for the Brewers. The zone was not great. The zone was not great in the back half of the game. And unfortunately, it wasn't great for either team. It was not great for the Cubs side of things when they were pitching. It just seemed very apparent when Abner Uribe and Trevor Megill were out there as well, and it wasn't doing the Brewers any favor. But Megill comments after the game as well about how he was able to get through that. We will hear from him after the manager, Pat Murphy, here speaking about the 8-7 victory over the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley for the last game of the series.
A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team coming back and breathing down our necks right to the very end. And so it gets pretty emotional. I was just proud of our guys. You know, they battled and got out to a good lead. Swing the bat's great today with authority. I thought Trevor's been great, man. This guy's underrated. You know, Trevor's been great. Freddie was great to open up. And Ashby had one really good inning. And Koenig did his job in a big situation. And then Uribe wasn't his best, but he was close. His pitches were close. Not surprised, but it's more about, like, I'm delighted he's making the step into knowing that he belongs. I mean, this guy quietly has done some really, really good stuff on both sides of the ball. And it fits. It fits. Makes things very difficult. And he's getting comfortable and he's getting confident. He knows what he has to do, and he's a tenacious competitor. And no situation is going to be too big for him. He's worked too hard to get here, so he's not going to back down from any situation. Once he makes a mistake, I'll bet on him at coming back. That's who he is. He's resilient. He's relentless. He's the type of player you win with. He's a winning player because they respond, like, immediately. It doesn't take him 2 days. He doesn't hang his head. You know, he gets hit in the mouth, might blink for a second, and he's right back at you.
There is the manager, Pat Murphy, speaking to the media after the game. Audio courtesy FanDuel Sports Network. At the end there, talking about Caleb Durbin and obviously his big fly yesterday. He's a guy that you feel like he's just doing what he's asked to, right? No one's expecting a lot out of Caleb Durbin. And what Pat Murphy says is he bounces back. It never seems like Caleb Durbin is struggling mightily over time. And he is able to make a big play on defense or come up with a big at-bat like he did yesterday. Whenever he is called upon, maybe isn't the case, but more rather when you're least expecting it is for Caleb Durbin. Big fly yesterday for the rookie. Trevor McGill, after the game, some words for the media in that one, especially after a stressful ninth inning, having the tying run on base, go-ahead run at the plate with the top part of the Cubs order up. Here is the closer after yesterday's performance.
Trevor, can you kind of take me through what was going through your head as you tried to stay composed in that last inning?
Yeah, I mean, you're just trying to keep the emotions even, and, you know, obviously we can't show up an umpire, but, you know, he made some pretty bad calls there in Abner's inning and in my inning. Yeah, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. I mean, they're going to have bad days back there, too, and bad innings. But, yeah, we just try to stay, you know, mentally strong and go out there and, you know, probably put the ball in play and get a two ball.
The pitch to Suzuki right after you probably felt like you had him. Did it feel like you,
I mean, there was,
that was kind of a ball don't lie?
I mean, the report's already out. There's a lot of calls that were missed. But, you know, you just got to be mentally stronger than that and just overcome the obstacle, right? So it is what it is. Team still won, and rolling out to Minnesota.
Trevor, how do you want to navigate the top of their lineup? Mark said you feel that's the best lineup you guys have seen to this point.
Yeah, I mean, they're up there with the Philadelphia and the Yankees for sure. I mean, their offense definitely knows how to bang. You know, just attack the guys like I attacked them. I thought I threw very well, threw good strikes. You know, some weren't called, like I mentioned, but, you know, that's baseball and it just is what it is. So just attacking with what I have.
What was the thinking and the execution on the pitch that you got Suzuki with on the double play right after you probably thought you got him struck out?
I mean, we had heater away, and I don't know where I put it, but probably middle, more even in, honestly. But he topped it, and I'm happy. So just we're trying to strike him out there, and, you know, we fell behind a little bit and just had to go, you know, put a ball in a good spot.
Not just the emotions of, you know, the calls in the ninth inning, but the crowd here was really into it. What'd you think of just the atmosphere, and how did you manage the energy?
I mean, it's Wrigley. If you haven't played here before, excuse me, if you have played here before, you know that's, you know, to be expected. It's always different coming out of the bullpen, too. It's, you know, a little dungeon down there, and there's no noise or anything. So, you know, I kind of just take my time getting checked by the umpire just to kind of soak up the atmosphere and just kind of feel it out. So, but Wrigley always provides the energy, especially with these Brewer Cup games.
There is Trevor Megill speaking to the media after the game. That audio courtesy of Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Twitter. Milwaukee Brewers win yesterday 8-7 in the matinee game. You heard Megill talking about the strike zone being a part of the issue at the end of the game, but still going out there and executing, and that's what you want to hear out of the back end of the bullpen for the Brewers, which we all assumed was going to be no problem at all this season with Uribe, with Megill at the back end of it. And traditionally, they've been pretty good this season as well. The starting pitching really carrying the Milwaukee Brewers. But the offense, the story yesterday, they put up 8 runs. That's not something they do very often. A couple of stats here for you that translate to winning baseball for the Milwaukee Brewers. 32-11 when they score first in a ball game. They did that yesterday. They're 29-16 if they hit a home run. They did that yesterday. They did that 3 times, actually, which is the season high for the Milwaukee Brewers. It ties their season high in a game. They are 8-0 if they homer 3 times in a ball game. And as well, the Milwaukee Brewers in the game, when they out-hit their opponent 25-7, they do a great job of getting after that again, too. They went 12 hits to the Cubs, 6. Coming up, we're going to talk to Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook in case you want to get any betting action on today's game against the Minnesota Twins. He has the best bets coming up next. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here with you. Going to get over to Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook shortly. Before that, though, let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup again for you guys here today. Sal Frelick leads things off. He'll be in right field. Jackson Churio in center field will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, bats third. William Contreras is cleaning things up. He'll be catching today. Bryce Turang bats fifth, plays second base. Rhys Hoskins bats sixth, plays first base. Isaac Collins in left field will bat seventh. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, batting eighth. Joey Ortiz rounds things out. He is the shortstop, batting ninth.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks.
My heartbreak kid, it is Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sportsbook manager over there joins the leadoff show each and every day. Austin, how are we doing today, my friend?
Oh, we're doing great, man. How are you?
Very good, very good. Austin, you are, I will have to warn you now, I think that there is a disclaimer you're supposed to give when you're recording someone on YouTube, okay? So now the fan is on YouTube here. All your favorite shows, any time of the day, come pop on. Whenever you see the live symbol, it's going. So we are the test dummies here, Austin, testing out the YouTube live stream. It's working out so far.
Wonderful. That's exciting. Yeah, I'll have to tune in.
Very nice. Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook gets you some of your best bets during the Brewers game, during the season, for any sport, really, you can go bet on over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Austin, the Cubs game yesterday, things getting a little chippy with Milwaukee and Chicago. Nothing new, I guess, but really nice to see Milwaukee pull out a win yesterday.
Yeah, Brewers getting a nice win, put some runs up on the board. It's exciting to see. Always beating our rival is just, it's always nice.
Always a pleasure, for sure.
Yeah, I went ahead and I took the Cubs yesterday, so that was not good for me, but I'm always happy to see the Brewers come out ahead.
Well, you have numbers here. You have backing. I understand your logic. If you bet with your heart, well, sometimes that leads you down a path that your brain wouldn't have. So you trusted your brain instead of your heart. I understand, Austin. Looking at your most popular bets today, courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Brewers are the dogs again, plus 130 against Minnesota, 1.5 the run line, and then the over-under set at 8. Austin, which one of those most popular bets, courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook, are you looking at tonight for Milwaukee, Minnesota?
My favorite thing I like tonight is over 8, and I like it because the Brewers' bats came through yesterday. I feel like they're getting hot. And then the Twins, they've played 12 games this year against National League teams already, and in those 12 games, 11 times it's gone over the number in one push. So not a single time has the over lost.
Against National League opponents, you said?
Yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting one. I like that.
Yeah, so Twins, the over of 8 is my pick. And then putting it together, same game parlay, Jackson Chourio has had 9 games in a row. He's gotten on base. So I like him to get a hit. And then I like the Twins to pull out the win. I hate to say it. I'm obviously a Brewer fan, but I like the Twins tonight. Over 8, Chourio to get the hit, plus 360 on the same game parlay.
Wow, full circle there, plus 360, the over of 8, the Twins money line, Jackson Chourio to record a hit, pays plus 360 over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. You don't like anything for Mizorowski out there after the great first outing? You don't think anything entices you too much on his strikeout numbers or anything else?
You know what? I don't know. I feel like I'm a little gun-shy when it comes to new pitchers coming up. I want to see more of them before I put a little bit of my own money on them.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook joining the leadoff show as he does each and every day. If you ever head over to the Potawatomi Sportsbook, ask for Austin. I'm sure he'll come say hi in case then too. Austin, what else is going on over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook? Game 7 this Sunday now after forcing a game 6, Indiana. Are you still rocking with the Pacers?
Yeah, how about that last night? Yeah, I took Pacers on the spread, didn't even need the points. That was just a blowout. Did not expect that kind of outcome. And now Sunday night, going back to Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is, two times this year they've lost back-to-back games.
Wow.
That is just tremendous. Like, that is such a crazy stat. One time was in November and one time was in April. Hasn't lost back-to-back games since then. It's hard to go against the Thunder. You know, the line opened up at 9. It's already bet down to 7.5 now, I believe. So money is coming in on the Pacers. People are backing the dog.
Yeah, hard to go against them after the performance yesterday, right? And I've heard now since 2010, there have been three times which the team down 3-2, won game six. All three times they have won game seven, Austin.
That is, I mean, that's an interesting stat. Another thing I heard, too, is that in the last 10 matchups in game seven of the NBA Finals, 12 has been the difference in points. So the winning margin has been 12, which is crazy because you would think that they go all the way to a game seven, you know, the last game's probably going to be close as well. But it just hasn't been the case. It's been a lot of blowouts in game seven.
Do you think a blowout favors OKC or Indiana in that game tomorrow?
Probably OKC, especially with the way that, the odds makers are putting the spread, 7.5. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to pick. It's such a tough matchup.
It's been fun to watch.
It is, but it's also one of those things where if you take a step back and you just remember that OKC, their number one seed in the West, you know, the best record in all of NBA, and here are the Pacers, a four seed, they've earned their spot. They've definitely earned their spot here. But on paper, it's just the Thunder are the better team. So I'm going to go with the Thunder.
What didn't you say you had a couple 80-1s on Indiana still? Is there any higher than that to Indiana to win the finals?
Yeah, we got either 100. It's either 150-1 or 160-1. We got a few of those.
Yeah, got to let it ride for sure.
Yeah, we got a couple at the 100 range, 80 range, 50 range. Definitely some people out there that were believers.
That's amazing for sure. If they want to make a reservation to come watch game seven on Sunday over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, how might they do that, Austin?
You're going to go to Potawatomi.com and go under Sportsbook and Reservations, and you will see all the different table options and choose your table.
Yeah, and you don't even have to pay for the table. You're just putting a deposit down on the food and drink, right, Austin?
Exactly. So the amount you put down is just how much you're guaranteeing that you're going to be spending in food and drink.
Easy, easy. There it is. Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Thanks so much for jumping on, Austin. And, of course, go Brewers.
Go Brewers.
There he is, Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sportsbook manager over there recapping his parlay for the people today. It is the over of 8 runs, the Twins money line, and Jackson Churio to record a hit. It pays plus 360, courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Now, I never diss on Austin Herdina's betting advice. I mean, he just hit plus 430 the other day here, people. If you want to make some money while watching your favorite baseball team, there is not a better show on the radio because of Austin Herdina. I promise you that. But if the over of 8 hits in this game, I don't know if I love it for the Brewers. So that's why Austin Herdina obviously parlaying those together. Again, it's the over of 8, the Twins money line, Churio to record a hit, pays plus 360, courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? It's time for Building a Winner, powered by Ironworkers Local 8. Apply today at IWL8.org and join the Brotherhood Building Milwaukee Skyline. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, time for another Building a Winner feature presented by Ironworkers Local 8, building Milwaukee's future one beam at a time. Thanks again to Ironworkers Local 8 for being a part of the leadoff show. Minor league baseball, interesting now for the Brewers. It's seen better days, I will say that, but plenty of good news to report as well. Let's start off with AAA.
Nashville Sounds.
Nashville yesterday falls to the Iowa Cubs. Now the Brewers get revenge at the major league level, but 6-1 the final in AAA. We saw Jorge Alfaro 2-for-3 in the game with a triple. Andrew Vaughn, the newest Milwaukee Brewer member in the organization, he goes 1-for-4 with a triple as well. Bobby Dalbec has been interesting as well, keeping an eye on him. Of course, not a lot of farm to look at in AAA, just a bunch of aged veterans here. 2 innings, 2 strikeouts for Craig Yoho. Remember him as well. He's still pitching down in AAA. Bruce Zimmerman will be on the bump today as they go up against the Iowa Cubs as well for game number 4 of their 6-game series.
Biloxi Shuckers.
Biloxi, the playoff-bound Biloxi Shuckers clinching the division in the south of the Southern League just a couple of days ago. They've won 4 in a row now. And Luis Lara, he had his career high 4 hits in Biloxi's 5-4 win over the Knoxville Smokies on Thursday. 16 games now in June. Lara has a 775 OPS, but he's batting 297 during that time, has a 384 on base percentage as well. Mike Bovee actually recorded the walk-off hit, singling in the game-winning run for Biloxi, as the Shuckers now were down 4-3 after five innings, manufactured a couple runs there in the eighth before winning via the walk-off from Mike Bovee. Cooper Pratt as well, 1-3 in the game. And we have a new list of the top 100 prospects we will get to that headline a couple of those players you just heard from Biloxi. They'll be back in action. Alexander Cornelli pitching for them against Knoxville as well in game number 4.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Timber Rattlers, the name that everyone is paying attention to a little bit more now. Marco Dinges, he had his fifth home run of the year, eighth of the season. Now, fifth home run with Class A Wisconsin, eighth on the year. There it is. Timber Rattlers would lose, though, 5-2 over West Michigan on Thursday. 14 games now with Wisconsin in June, and Dinges has 8 multi-hit games. He is batting .407 in the last 14 games and has an OPS of .1160 in that one. Dinges quickly becoming one of the top players in the Brewers farm. He's leading all of minor league baseball for Milwaukee with a .347 batting average. That is almost 40 points higher than second place Blake Burke. Timber Rattlers back in action. Sam Garcia on the bump for them in game number 4 of their series.
Carolina Mudcats.
Man, our poor Mudcats. They were looking so great. They are in second place in their division right now. They were in first forever. Eric Batanti would go yard, though. He is now moved up into the Brewers' top 10 system, according to MLB Pipeline. Today, we're going to see Melvin Hernandez pitching in game number 4 for them as we move on to our last set.
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
The Complex League also feeling it pretty hard right now as well. They've lost 7 in a row. They lost to the Complex League Cubs yesterday, 6-2. The Dominican Summer League back in action as the blue team would win, the gold team would lose yesterday. However, in the Summer League, Lucas Gonzalez had his first professional save with the Rookie League Brewers blue team as he would go 4 innings in that one, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He has a .73 ERA across 3 games now. That's 12 1/3, just 1 earned run, 13 strikeouts. Opponents batting just .152 against Lucas right now. As for updating you on the Milwaukee Brewers top 30 prospect pipeline, not a lot of movement on the back end, but the top part of it. Jesus Mate now up to the number 19 prospect according to MLB Pipeline. I'll give you guys a secret. There are not 18 prospects better than Jesus Mate. He will continue to rise. He's only 18 years old. There's a reason he is near the top. Jefferson Cuero, 36 now on the updated list. He's number 2 in Brewer system. Cooper Pratt at number 3 is 45th. Jacob Mizorowski, 66th. We'll see him on the bump today. I cannot believe that they think there are 65 minor leaguers better than Jacob Mizorowski as well. And Luis Pena moving up from 99 to 97. He will continue to rise, I promise. Updating the back half of the top 10 for the Milwaukee Brewers. Mike Bovee at number 6. Luke Adams at number 7. Braylon Payne moves up to 8. Tyler Black falls down to 9. Eric Batanti, yes, now into the top 10 for the Milwaukee Brewers as their updated MLB pipeline standings are like so. A couple other notable ones. Robert Gasser still at 11. We're waiting to see him come back for the 2025 season. Logan Henderson is at 12. And another riser, Brett Witrowski, is up to 13 now for the Milwaukee Brewers, as well as Josh Adamczewski is at 16, continuing to rise up the MLB pipeline rankings. This Building a Winner feature brought to you by Ironworkers Local 8, building Milwaukee's future one beam at a time. Whew, that was fast. Felt like we were going on that one for sure. 2-5 yesterday in the minor leagues for the Milwaukee Brewers. Their organizational standings actually falling a little bit now. They were number 2 for the longest time, just behind the Detroit Tigers. Cleveland Guardians now have jumped them up to number 2, while the Tigers still remain at number 1. third best record in all of minor league baseball. Still isn't too bad for the Milwaukee Brewers. They're 180 and 144. Still have every team in the affiliated level above 500. Nashville Sounds 41 and 29. Biloxi 41 and 25. Timber Rattlers 34 and 31. And the Carolina Mudcats 8 games above 500, 36 and 28. Even the Complex League, after losing 7 in a row, are still 18 and 17 as well. Coming up, we're going to talk to Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports. He'll join the leadoff show, as he does each and every day. Preview a little bit more about Jacob Mizorowski making his second outing of his career and the Brewers taking on the Minnesota Twins from Target Field. It is the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com, ages 6 to 17.
Welcome back to the leadoff show. Tommy Wirtz here with you, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Before we get over to Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports, let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup one more time for you guys here today. Sal Frelick leads things off. He'll be in right field. Jackson Churio in center field will bat second. Christian Yelich is the DH, batting third. William Contreras catching will bat fourth. Bryce Turang at second base bats fifth. Reese Hoskins at first base will bat sixth. Isaac Collins in left field batting seventh. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, will bat eighth. Joey Ortiz rounds things out. He is the shortstop and batting ninth. Joining the show now, as he does each and every day, you can follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Follow his work at Forbes Sports and at TheFanMilwaukee.com. It is Drew Wagner joining the leadoff show. Drew, how are we doing today? How is the water escapade going right now?
I have returned from my undisclosed freshwater location in a classified region on the state of Wisconsin. I'm now back at my undisclosed location dwelling, getting ready to watch the Miz make some pork chops, and tell you what, I'm looking forward to this heat wave. Like, I hate the heat,
yeah,
but for the first time in 6 years, I no longer live in the upper level of a duplex that had no central air and no airflow. So, you know, if anyone needs an air conditioner, I just happen to have four window units that I will sell at a reasonable weather-related markup.
Shameless plug, Drew. Absolutely. I'm glad that the AC is working great. I just flipped it on this past week at my place as well, and it is phenomenal. It's so great. If nothing beats air conditioning, I'm sorry, fresh air. The AC is beautiful. Drew, the series with Chicago, quite the opposite of cold. Got a little hot, feisty maybe at the end, but the Brewers able to come away 1-1. Game two obviously gets rained out. We'll be moved into August. Your impressions on the Brewers taking on the Chicago Cubs, competing for the top of the division in the NL Central over the last couple of days?
I mean, they held their own. They probably could have, and maybe you could say should have won game one. You know, it was right there for the taking. They didn't, and then that's okay. Losing the game Wednesday, having that bag due to weather, you know, somewhat unfortunate, but at the same time, kind of lets you reset everyone, lets your bullpen get rested up. Then you go out and you get good showings yesterday from your starters. You get a good showing yesterday from the offense, and then your bullpen bends but doesn't break and stays poised when things stand to get a little loony. Like, all in all, I mean, it was kind of a best-case scenario in terms of the outcome, because you split the two-game series. You leave town no further back than you were when you got there. And now you got some time to get right and put together a little hot streak and hope that the Cubs start to cool off and you start to tighten this race up heading into the All-Star break.
Yeah, 1-1, a hell of a lot better than 1-2 during that scenario. So you can't be too mad about the Milwaukee Brewers' performance against Chicago on the north side the last few days. Drew, how about Isaac Collins right now? A guy really rising up to the occasion. The rookie has been batting over 300 over the last 10 games. He's showed a little bit of pop during that time, three homers as well. What are you seeing out of Isaac Collins that really makes him seize his opportunity right now, that's taken away time from anyone else who might get those reps off the bench, but also really not being a liability while he's out there and really being a positive influence on this Milwaukee Brewers offense?
Yeah, I mean, he's got 1,100 OPS in June. And listen, that's just half the story, because what gets caught under the rug, because you don't see those highlights on TV, the guy is an incredible defender. He's playing a very, very good defensive left field right now. And that's important to this Brewers team. Like, they pride themselves on defense. You know, run prevention is the name of the game. And that is probably his strongest trait. Again, the 1,100 OPS in June, the ridiculously high batting average, the damage that he's doing, he is showing some really, really, really good plate discipline. He is not swinging out of the zone. He is not chasing. He is not getting fooled. He is waiting for pitchers to make their mistakes. And when he gets that mistake, he's crushing it. And that's the key to offense these days. You know, when everything is velocity, 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 and just hard-throwing power, you have to be smart enough to lay off and make him make a mistake, because we've said it time and time again, home runs are not hit. They are pitched. Damaged pitches are thrown, not hit. And when he's getting those pitches, he's not missing them.
Drew, what do you think his role becomes when Garrett Mitchell comes back for this crew? I know it still could be anywhere from a week or three away at this point, but you can't take the hot bat out of the order. Do you think that he's going to start platooning a little more consistently? I'm not asking you to make the lineup. I would never do that. But maybe it would benefit Garrett Mitchell plays righties and Isaac Collins plays lefties in the future if he stays at this pace?
I mean, I don't see why you don't at least explore that idea. You still don't know what you have really in Mitchell. You know what his potential is, but you haven't seen it on an extended basis. And if Mitchell comes back, you know, he'll probably go back into being the everyday starter, but I don't think the leash would be very long, because you don't want to keep a guy like Collins in the cooler. That said, the fact that he is a switch hitter makes him just as valuable off the bench, because now you're not worried about lefty-righty, righty-lefty matchups. Mm-hmm. Now you got a guy that can go in there and hit from both sides fairly well. You know, his splits are rather weighted, but he still hits from both sides fairly well. So it's a valuable option to have as a fourth outfielder.
Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Let's talk a little bit about today's game, Drew. Jacob Mizorowski going out for his second career outing. The first one went about as well as it could have for your major league debut. Do you think that that extra day off is beneficial or hurtful in the process of getting Jacob Mizorowski back out on the bump? You're talking about a guy who doesn't have any major league experience coming into this. Is it weird, though, to go from 6 days to 5 days? Does it mean anything at the major league level at this point?
It's hard to say. I think it really comes down to the pitcher. You know, some guys are fairly rigid about wanting to stick to that five-day schedule. Some guys don't mind the extra day. It's very one-to-one basis. So we don't have enough of experience with Jacob Mizorowski to know if he prefers it. Now, we know that he's pitched in relief before, so it's been a little bit shorter schedule. He's not pitching incredibly long outings. Even when the last couple starts at AAA Nashville, he was kind of on a restricted workload. So, you know, maybe he's fine with the extra day. Maybe he's not as hardcore and rigid about his routine and in-between stuff. But we say this all the time. Being in the major leagues is all about making adjustments, and sometimes you have to make those adjustments. So, you know, this could very well just be like, you know, an extra off day in the schedule. We'll have to see. We won't know. We don't know until we know.
As far as comparing the lineups of the Twins and Cardinals here, do you think this test is getting tougher for Jacob Mizorowski, or this is a lineup that you could see being in his favor based on the stuff we already know and saw from outing number one against Minnesota?
I mean, it's got the potential to be a good offense, and they've been playing good baseball of late. We got a pretty good guy in the mound tonight for them too.
Yes.
So it's hard to say because you were expecting Minnesota to be good and you weren't expecting St. Louis to be good. And then St. Louis comes in and granted they were slumping at the time, but they got off to a pretty good start. You know, they were red hot for 2 months of the season and cooled off a bit. So you could say that on paper that one should be better than the other, but it rarely ever works out like that.
Drew Wagner joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, I want to go a little bit off script from either of the games and get your opinion here. First of all, your initial reactions to hearing that the Milwaukee Brewers announced an alumni home run derby as part of a festivities for their 25th anniversary. First of all, that idea, that's up there with like the elite cribbage board giveaway, no?
Yeah, except I won't have to hear people complaining that it was only limited to 25,000 fans. I'm going to complain about it because if you're going to have a 25th anniversary celebration of American Family Field and bring back stars, the fact that Brian Schaus has not been included in this listing of stars coming back for the event, never mind the home run derby, obviously, though if I'm picking someone, I'm picking Giovanni Gallardo to absolutely rake in this thing. But yeah, I am not acknowledging the celebration until Brian Schaus is added to the list of invitees.
Makes sense. I just couldn't believe that one of my childhood heroes, George Kitaris, going to be the catcher for this. That was music to my ears. You're not taking...
Well, that leads me to believe when I saw that, I'm like, well, does that mean Randy Wolf is going to come pitch?
Exactly. And Randy Wolf, if you remember, didn't he hit a home run in 2011, Drew? Didn't they have four pitchers hit a home run in 2011?
Yeah, that pitching staff could rake.
Yeah,
between the most amazing stat about that 2011 team is that entire year, over the course of 162 games, they used a grand total of six starting pitchers.
Wow. I can name five of them for sure. It's Gallardo, Greinke, Wolf, Markham, Narvison. Do you know who six was? Well, it shows you how great they were. I have no idea who it was
either. I want to say maybe Manny Parra.
Ooh, okay. All right. Manny Parra. I remember that one, the lefty back in the day. Yeah, that 2011 team is like core childhood memory for you. What, you were 28 at that time, maybe?
You watch it. Watch it.
That was,
okay, I thought you were going a different direction.
That was pretty low. I went low on that one. Oh. I was trying to benefit you. I jab you for old too much. I wanted to try to make you sound immature during those days. But, Drew, that should be awesome. Enjoy the game today. Enjoy the pork chops. That sounds awesome. Hopefully you can hit the water again this weekend.
I'm all about staying hydrated this weekend.
Absolutely.
Some lattes in the forecast.
All right. Drew Wagner, spoil yourself. Have a good one, Drew. We'll talk again tomorrow.
See you, brother.
There he is. Drew Wagner joins the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. His work up on thefanmilwaukee.com as well. Does a little notebook recapping some Brewers games and times for you. And you can follow him also at Forbes Sports, covering the Crew for like the last 82 years? No, I think it's 25. One more segment to get to before we get out of here.
How does the Crew win today's game? Who needs to step up? Let's find out with the keys to the game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Keys to the game always wraps up the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Today's keys to the game is going to be very reminiscent of the one we heard 6 days ago. Give Jacob Mizorowski the lead. Works out well when you gave it to Freddie yesterday. The team is fantastic when they are the first team to score in a ball game. And Mizorowski, don't freak out when you give up your first major league hit, because that is bound to happen today as well. Those are your keys to the game here on the Leadoff Show. Want to give a shout out here to the Fan today. We just launched a whole bunch of new stuff. Everyone working extremely hard. Very proud of this station today. That was an awesome performance. And quite frankly, can't wait to do it again tomorrow. All right. Leadoff Show will be back tomorrow as the Brewers take on the Minnesota Twins at 1 o'clock. Jose Quintana going up against Simeon Woods Richardson in game number 2 of the series. But today it is Joe Ryan going up against Jacob Mizorowski for his second career outing. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Don't forget, send them home.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.